KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies. It's 20 degrees. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies here today with scattered flurries and a high of 26. We have seen a trace of snowfall so far here in Atlantic this morning. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stiefel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, a traffic stop at the intersection of Highway 34 and Dogwood Avenue in Montgomery County late last night resulted in the arrest of a Nebraska man on drug charges. 57-year-old Steve Henry Russell of Omaha faces charges that include possession of drug paraphernalia and OWI drugged first offense. Russell was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday there were three recent arrests. On Wednesday, deputies arrested 33-year-old Juan Manuel Anaya Mendez of Atlantic on a district court warrant for probation violation. Mendez was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released on $5,000 bond the next day. Also arrested Wednesday was 47-year-old Dana Lee Charles of Atlantic. She was taken into custody on a warrant for failure to appear and held in the Cass County Jail pending serving the jail sentence. On Thursday, Cass County deputies arrested 36-year-old Heather Marie Christensen of Atlantic on district court warrants for probation violation. Christensen was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she remained held on $50,000 bond. The Omaha World Herald reports a Council Bluffs woman was arrested Wednesday night after being accused of neglecting her 6-month-old son. 19-year-old Kyra Lawton faces a felony suspicion of abandonment of a dependent person charge after allegedly allowing her infant to be watched by the woman's ex-boyfriend, 21-year-old Rodney Weatherwax, who is known to have allegedly have anger, drug, and physical abuse issues. According to the arrest affidavit, Lawton would often leave the infant with Weatherwax when she went out to work or out with friends. Weatherwax was arrested December 19th and later charged with child endangerment, abandonment of a dependent person, and 2 counts of assault with intent to cause willful injury, all felonies. He remains in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $200,000 bond. According to court documents, the infant had at least 20 fractures, with some healing at different rates. The baby was born on July 26th, and according to the arrest affidavit, the injuries allegedly took place between September 1st and November 30th. On December 17th, Project Harmony officials collected a hair follicle from the victim and found both methamphetamine and marijuana in the then 4-month-old baby's system. Lawton, who is barred from being around the child by a no-contact order, remains at the Pottawatomie County Jail, where her bond set at $10,000. She has requested a public defender. Her next court date will be a preliminary hearing on February 11th. And a Council Bluffs man faces 25 years in prison after being accused of sexually abusing a 7-year-old girl. The Daily Nonpareil reports 50-year-old Manuel Corrales Rabago was arrested Wednesday on suspicion of sexual abuse. He was charged with 2 counts of second-degree sexual abuse on Thursday. Fourth Judicial District Associate Judge Charles Fagan set Corrales Rabago's bail at $50,000 and appointed him a public defender. The judge also filed a no-contact order, which prohibits Corrales Rabago from contacting his victim. According to the arrest affidavit, on January 19th, the victim was interviewed at Project Harmony and said that Corrales Rabago had performed sexual acts on her. The affidavit also said the man had allegedly performed sexual acts on 2 other minors. Corrales Rabago's next court date is a preliminary hearing on January 28th. He remains in custody at the Pottawatomie County Jail. In the funeral announcements, Arlene Reinig, age 92, of Harlan, died Monday. A massive Christian burial for Arlene Reinig will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Arlene Fett, age 91, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Sunday. Funeral services for Arlene Fett will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Frank Clausen, age 68, of Anita, died January 12th in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Frank Clausen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the American Legion Building in Anita. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Ruth Hansen, age 88, of Manning, died Wednesday. Services for Ruth Hansen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Trinity Church in the House Barn Heritage Park of Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Kenneth Custer, age 91, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial for Kenneth Custer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ronald James Jim White, age 73, of Griswold, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Jim White will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. David Christofferson, age 59, of Kimbleton, died January 16th in Des Moines. Funeral services for David Christofferson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Larry Patton, age 74, of Harlan, died January 14th in Florida. Funeral services for Larry Patton will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Estelle Rose, age 102, of Audubon, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Estelle Rose will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Beulah Nevitt, age 93, of rural Adair County, died Monday. Funeral services for Beulah Nevitt will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Dexter United Methodist Church, with Johnson Family Funeral Home Dexter Chapel in charge of the arrangements. Arlen O'Toole, age 76, of Bayard, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial for Arlen O'Toole will be on January 30th at 10:30 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Veronica Mater, age 87, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Services for Veronica Mater are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Bobby Rutherford, age 78, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Services for Bobby Rutherford are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Melissa Ann Jones, age 49, of Walnut, and 39-year-old John Allen Maxwell of Atlantic both died Tuesday in an auto accident west of Atlantic. Services for Melissa Jones and John Maxwell are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you this hour by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.